2:00, we're going to call this finance meeting in order. Ms. Finnegan will take the, we'll start out as notes because of a lack of quorum. May change the minutes if we get a quorum. So we will pass on doing the minutes. Currently present are council persons Kilpatrick, Carter, Street, Durham. I'm Councilman Smiley, co-chair of finance. I have been advised that Councilman Sheldon and Councilman Hollins will not be here for any of the committee meetings or council meeting this evening. Councilman Woods has joined us.
Six.
Okay. Roll call. Okay, first on the agenda, resolutions. First is R19-218, consenting to the reappointment of John Brook to Newcastle County Historic Review Board. And again, Councilman Bell is here. We now have a quorum.
Move to accept the minutes.
We have a motion to approve the minutes. Is there a second?
Second.
We have a second. All in favor of approving the minutes of previous meeting?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. First, R19-218, consenting to the reappointment of John Brook to Newcastle County Historic Review Board. This is a reappointment, and to the best of my knowledge, no one has asked that the reappointee appear before us. So, we'll go. Moving on, we have R219, consenting to the reappointment of Stephen Johns to Newcastle County Historic Review Board. Again, this is a reappointment. To the best of my knowledge, no one has asked that the individual appear before. Oh, Councilwoman Kilpatrick.
Thank you. I just want to mention that tonight I'm going to ask that we suspend the rules so that we can vote on these two because of no meeting last week, and we are under the week pause between the introduction and the voting. That I'm going to ask that we suspend the rules so that we can vote on them tonight.
Okay. I think these have been placed on the agenda?
Yep.
Okay, in anticipation. All right. Did you get that, Madam President?
Yeah, we got it.
Okay, we're good. Next on the agenda, R19-221, approving revised position description for Chief of Emergency Medical Services pursuant to Newcastle County Code Section 26.03.105F. Councilman Street or Bell?
I'd love to make comment on it. You know, I've taken a look at this, and I guess the one thing that sticks out most to me is the fact that we're looking at experience. We're looking at someone in the staff in command, normally of EMS, that would be promoted to the chief of emergency medical services. And when I look at the fact that this thing has been realigned to where a lieutenant, had to have 5 years of experience as a lieutenant or above, and now it's saying experience as a certified paramedic and currently serving as a lieutenant. Currently serving, in my mind, could be somebody that's promoted yesterday. I question that. I don't favor that because I think that from the standpoint of first response and being in command, especially of the whole paramedic system, the emergency medical system in Newcastle County, that someone that becomes a lieutenant, I would think that it certainly would behoove us to have someone that has 4 or 5 years of experience in operations and operational command, dealing with others on a platoon, and then again administratively. So that doesn't, it strikes me kind of ironic that we would lessen the requirements. This isn't a lieutenant to captain. This isn't a lieutenant to assistant chief or deputy chief. This is a lieutenant that could, in fact, supersede on day one of being a lieutenant, supersede all the folks that are currently serving in those other positions and are more than qualified. So I have issue And if somebody could explain to me why we would want to take out a minimum of 5 years' experience as a lieutenant, I'd love to hear it.
Anyone wishing to address?
Hi.
Ms. Moore.
Sue Moore, Executive Office. Councilman Bell, if you could tell me again exactly what the question is with regard to the time, and what are you saying? You're saying we reduce something by 5 years?
Apparently you weren't listening what I just said for the past 5 minutes.
I was trying to communicate with others about this very topic, yes.
But my concern is that we have lessened the acceptable experience and training for someone in Emergency Medical Services Division that could apply and become the chief of Emergency Medical Services. And we've taken and reduced the number of years that the level of lieutenant, the level of experience.
Okay, I understand where you're going now.
And so I question why. It was 12 years, at least was 12 years progressively responsible experience as a certified paramedic and currently serving as a lieutenant or above. A lieutenant on day one, week one, 1 month could apply and become the chief of emergency medical with no experience as being a lieutenant.
In the lieutenant position. Right?
Yeah, and the lieutenant's position is more the one of first line supervision of sergeants and you know, different facets of emergency medical. Certainly the command structure operationally of a platoon and shifts and in quarters and administratively. So I think that 5 years of experience is essential to allow someone to apply. And like I say, you have captain, assistant chief, deputy chief, and it doesn't say anything about them. It specifically says lieutenant, and it specifically says you don't have to have any experience as a lieutenant, you just have to be a lieutenant. I don't buy that.
Okay, so the lieutenant part was original, right? And that was a strike through. So they were originally, that was going to be removed, and sergeant, it was going to drop down to sergeant. So if you're seeing that on paper.
No, I'm saying.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, hold up.
Excuse me, I have to get in the closet. Our entire department is down. Sorry, going to the closet.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
City.
Hey, I was happy the day you came out.
I knew that pink shirt was going to bring over.
He opened the door. I just walked in.
Yeah.
Okay, we can continue.
What it does is it actually removes. Yeah, it removes.
Okay, we are.
Currently serving as a lieutenant, but at least 5 years experience as a lieutenant.
So that I think I'm clear, is the lieutenant part hasn't changed. That was part of the original job specification. The 5 year reduction was in part, and there may be more to it, but what I can tell you right now that I know of this, that was in part to try and open up the pool somewhat, right? Trying to reduce some of the restrictions to open the pool in the environment. So, you know, that's what I know about that part. If there's more to it, we can certainly follow up on it.
Well, I'm not going to make any comment of what it looks like to me.
Okay,
but I will say this, that I think if you're going to open a pool and you have a lieutenant with no experience as a lieutenant, no prerequisite for so much experience, then somebody could very well drown in the pool. Okay, I don't buy it. I think that it was in there for a reason, and I think it's been changed for a reason. So, you know, you can open the pool of people, but you're talking about the chief of emergency medical services in this county, the advanced life support, 100 and some personnel, training, interacting, interfacing with multiple agencies in state and out of state, certifications, no experience with operational command as a lieutenant. I just don't accept that. I'm only one person, but I don't see the rhyme or reason to reduce the qualification as a lieutenant. Why would we do that when it's worse than the past? So
it doesn't matter to me.
Councilman Kilpatrick.
So, Mr. Bell, if this was changed to reflect some years, is that, I mean, but I, if anybody was going to, if somebody was going to put in an amendment, would you, are you saying you would like to have the 5 years back, or 2 years, or 3 years, or just what? Or just don't like it, period?
No, my point is it said at least 5 years experience.
Right.
I think there was good reasoning for that in the past. And I think that from the standpoint of emergency service, first response, supervision, 5 years of experience in a command position is not unreasonable. From my standpoint, I think it should stay 5 years experience.
Okay. I just needed to know if there was anything in the middle of that.
No.
Any other questions from any members of council? Councilor Street.
Well, understand and did have some conversations with the administration, and maybe what's in front of us is not the answer, but I do know and I agree with the effort to try to create a diverse pool to the extent practical, and given the first big major confrontation I got in on the front page of the paper, everything with the child of God and those two fools up there on Shipley Road talking about something need to be done with me for complaining about the absence of diversity. Historically, there was a clear absence of diversity. There have been significant gains since then. And so the effort here is to create an opportunity. That's not to negate the point that Councilman Bell is making. So, you know, hopefully we can have a conversation where everything is put together and try to meet the goal of creating diversity by the same time, by the same token, having the proper level of experience to make somebody qualified for this. I just couldn't sit here and be silent about it.
No,
sorry.
I understand. The only thing I would say, Councilman Bell, is you are the controlling council member on this. So you feel that there's room to work on it?
50-50.
Yeah, I understand.
Right.
But you're on first. If you want to table it tonight, that's an option you have.
I mean, I think there's room for some further discussion and work on it, because I don't disagree with Councilman Street at all from a diversity standpoint. But I think if you take a look at the pool of candidates, is the diversity there now? And what are we doing to create more diversity in positions and chain of command and various public safety sectors and everything? So I think there's work to be done from all angles. Another thing that I didn't...
Just let me grab this. Councilman Jacket is with us.
But I would say from my standpoint that I think there's further work to be done on this or further clarification. And like I say, this isn't an accusation. It's a removal of a qualification that has been there for a long time, and I just don't see that being beneficial.
One of you two will move it one way or the other on the floor this evening. Any other questions to any members of council on this? Anything from the public? Hearing none. R19-222, approving revised position description for environmental administrator pursuant to Newcastle County Code Section 26.03.105. Councilman Woods.
Yes, I was hoping someone here from Special Services to speak up. Oh, there we wasn't here earlier.
Yes, I slipped in. Rob Roth, Newcastle County Public Works. The person that had this position retired after over 20 years. We're taking the opportunity to revise the spec to be more reflective of the industrial pretreatment program that we have and other minor specs, just taking the opportunity before it's refilled.
Taking out the word typewriter and carbon paper.
Special Services, Public Works, other various.
Any questions on this?
I'm just curious, you've taken out a lot of the hazmat language requirement. I don't see any hazmat 30 hours, but then later in it, they're required to do the training.
It's more of coordinating the training for the entire department. The entire department we've gone through more of a central training in Public Works, so it's less on this person and more on the safety program in the department.
But doesn't this individual have to have the OSHA training anyway? Working with the pre-treatment and that stuff?
They're required to have confined space training and other training. It's not specified in the specification. Just like my position, it's not strictly specified, but it's required of the job. So okay. we train in groups. So
is that like required on a probationary period or something?
The certification would be required within the probationary period.
Okay, that's just making sure.
Any other questions from any members of council? Anything from the public? Hearing none. Resolution 19-223, supporting the execution of a settlement agreement to resolve litigation between Delaware Recyclable Products Incorporated and Newcastle County Council et al. Councilman Street.
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
And Councilman Cartier is joining.
In my view, this speaks for itself, but attorneys were involved in this, and so I'm going to give deference to council and the county attorney who are here. I don't know who wants to go first.
Will Davis, county attorney. I agree with Councilman Street that this speaks for itself. I think the last whereas clause really sets out the terms in a nutshell of the settlement agreement. I'd like to note also for the record that this settlement agreement, it's kind of a rarity in that it was actually noticed publicly as an attachment to this resolution, so there have been significant opportunity for public input. The administration has heard nothing in terms of opposition, and that's because it is entirely consistent with the intent and the spirit of 19046 in terms of it limiting the landfill to 140 feet. So I don't want to get too much into the nuts and bolts of this because we still have an active case. And it's my hope that that won't be the case in about 2 weeks from now. But at this point, if council has questions about the specific terms, I'd be happy to answer them. But I will let the settlement agreement otherwise speak for itself.
Well, I appreciate what you said. And just so we can be very clear, I heard it from you, I think we all did, but I received 3 texts since this meeting started asking about the legislation. So just to be clear, in short, this legislation creates the 140-foot cap. And that's really the nuts and bolts.
That's correct, Councilman. Okay. This will leave in place 19046's 140-foot cap on the landfill.
So I wouldn't have to do that if we'd have things done because they'd have been listening to us already. But you want to speak?
Thank you. I'll just be very brief. Mike Migliori, Council to Council. The county attorney already touched on some points that are, I think, the high points of the settlement. We arrived at a settlement, frankly, because the county council, we believe we have the stronger of the argument. But frankly, they believe they have a strong argument too. This provides some certainty, as settlements always do. You can believe your case is strong and sometimes end upside down. This puts us in a position where everyone, frankly, arrives to a large degree where several of the sponsors of the legislation wanted to end up anyway. That being at 140 feet allows for a smooth transition as requested by DRPI, and we think that meets the intent of that request. With that, I didn't have anything further unless there are any questions.
Anything further from council? Anything from the public? Hearing none, we're moving on. Ordinance number 19-107, to amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 2, Administration, Article 2, County Council, regarding the use of legislatively produced audio or video materials. Councilman Carter.
Yes, this was a ordinance that we put together, or I put together, being proactive and knowing that we are going to go to live streaming of our video, largely to make sure that anybody using it for commercial uses is defined as a personal or monetary gain has to use it in its original format without editing it, really as a opportunity to consider what's happening with social media and the misuse of information, the fake news issue, and just to keep within our goal of providing accurate information about the issues that we address here and how we resolve them on a routine basis. I just wanted to be proactive, particularly in light of the declining local press. We are probably more fortunate than most counties, believe it or not. If you look at the Brookings Institute, just put a study out where the local press is really dwindling. They don't financially, they just don't have a market to go. And so we're losing some of the ethical integrity that came with the use of this material. And this is just an effort to try and reset that normative ethical value and use of the information once we put it out to the public. So it will be live stream available to everyone, but they have to notify us if they're going to use it for commercial use and be modifying it so that it stays within the intent of being true and honest and in having that integrity so that the public gets the truth and the actual information.
Does any members of council? Anything from the public? Councilwoman Kilpatrick?
Is there...
Councilman Carrier?
I'm sorry. Is there a definition for commercial?
Yes. It is...
It's not separate under definition someplace?
It's on the very last... starts on the very last line of the first page and goes over this. For purpose of use means a purpose for use that is intended to result in a tangible benefit or profit.
So,
Council President Gable has joined us.
Okay.
Councilman Cartier.
So, the intent here is to restrict commercial use of art images, right? Meaning that someone can't produce it to make a profit, or otherwise use it to make a profit,
or use it for a, the company wanting to manipulate it and using it as a propaganda tool to press their policy issue in an inaccurate and dishonest manner.
So what's the sanction if that happens? Like, what happens then?
Depending on who does it. This is intended to try and get some of the ethical integrity. We did not put a sanction on it, but I think we will get some public backlash if they find out, and at least allows you to point out the dishonesty.
Because I think one of the concerns we've had about any of the recorded material from council members and discussions is that, or images, is that such material can be edited and distorted, taken out of context.
Yeah. That's what we're trying to avoid.
But this just lays out, we're just putting a line in the ground saying.
So my philosophy is always.
Councilwoman Dillard is with us.
To do our best to educate and regulate afterwards if it's needed. My hope is that we will begin to instill the type of journalistic integrity we see the journalists and have enjoyed for a long time. An ethical normative practice, we could come in and add that later if we have to, and we get specific cases. And of course, you do always still have the option of a liable case if somebody does something really. So there is a mechanism if it is far out of line that we can still do.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions, any members? Council? Public? Okay, hearing none. Under other, surprise, surprise, surprise. The clock has ticked. Yeah.
I do have something.
Okay.
Were you about to say something?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Since we've already started, clock has passed for some service award. So, the clerk of council, Ms. Hill, will present the awards. Ms. Diller. 10 years, I'm going to go right down.
Wow.
See, I kept them in the order of the sheet.
We get awards.
Cool.
Thank you.
Then we have
I'm so surprised.
Councilman Bell with 15 years. This is the school coming in. So while you're there, Councilman Street with 15 years. And we have Councilman Cartier, you can throw his across the table. Councilman Tackett, 15 years. We got Councilman Cartier, right? Councilman Sheldon, who is not here, but Ms. Roberts is here, she has 15 years. And it's Mike.
Thank you.
And that's it, that's it.
Councilman Smiley. 15 years.
Is anybody else's ticking? Or is it just mine?
Just yours, hopefully just yours.
There's white powder in it when you open it up.
Okay. Okay, Ms. Durham.
Thank you, I just, since earlier on the agenda, the reappointments were on the agenda, I just thought I would test these out, which is sort of a summary of where boards and commissions are, because we probably won't meet again until the new year. So I wanted to get everyone thinking about,
thank you,
the open seats and the reappointments that fall under them or that are open in general. So just kind of food for thought, if anyone has any ideas for appointments.
Okay.
Help us fill these vacancies and get the reappointments done. Get ready to get them done at the next meeting, please.
Anything else under other? Any public comment? Can I get a motion?
So moved.
Motion to adjourn, second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Next meeting is at 3:00.
3:00.
Thank you very much.